The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
I'm excited about this edition of Faith and Retirement. I'm with my good friend Jay Peroni. And Jay, you know, I saw a study by the Journal of Retirement. It was winter 2020, but I imagine it's the same today. It concluded that people who work with a financial advisor could end up with 15% more money to spend in retirement. Does that match what you see?
It does, Tom, just because I see people are very emotional. They react to greed and fear. And often they get out of the market at the wrong time, get back in at the wrong times, and they really don't have someone that's guiding them toward the destination, which is retirement. So working with a competent fiduciary, a certified financial planner, and working with a firm like Faith Investor Services can really help you get on that way toward retirement.
We want to welcome everyone to 2025, to the new American administration, and we're growing deeper in your faith through your finances. That's the topic of our episode today. Jay, many of our listeners are in their 60s or older. Can you talk about the exciting new opportunity for these folks to save more in retirement?
Yeah, well, Tom, if you're in your early 60s looking to supercharge your retirement strategy, well, I have some great news. The Secure Act 2.0 introduced a special catch-up contribution of $11,250 for individuals, but you have to be between the ages of 60 and 63. The new tiered system applies to workers if you have a 401k or a 403b, or maybe you're in a governmental 457 plan or the federal thrift savings plan. We help folks with all of those types of plans. It follows changes to the age also for the required minimum distributions, the RMD, and approved access to the 401k plans for part-time employees. The base annual contribution limit for these accounts has increased to $23,500. That is up from $23,000. And while the IRA remain at $7,000, if you're over 50, you can still do an additional $1,000. And for workplace retirement accounts, the catch-up contribution for those over 50 remains at $7,500, but as I mentioned, if you're between 60 and 63, you get that little bump, and the higher contributions for those 60 to 63 cannot be combined with the 50-plus catch-up. It's just that $11,250 is your catch-up contribution. It's a great opportunity for any clients that have a workplace plan. They're still contributing into them. They can reassess their contributions, potentially invest more for retirement. And if you're interested in having a conversation, seeing if even your 401k or your retirement plan is the best place to save, I've been doing this for 28 years. I'm a certified financial planner, and you can get a professional review. Just go to faithandretirement.com, and I can certainly help our listeners, Tom.
Well, it sounds great. I don't understand all the nuances of what you just said, but I know that you know, and you're handling our finances. And for a lot of us, that's what we need. And I know a lot of our listeners also have their, they're still working. They still are part of the financial process there at work. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask Jay, talking about your own specific situation, give him a call at 800-270-7310. The website's faithandretirement.com. So Jay, when we take a look back at 2024, I saw a recent report, and it said that most investors trailed the S&P 500 last year. That kind of surprised me. Why did that happen?
Yeah, so it's all about behavioral finance, and DelBar does a great job. They've been doing this for over 45 years. They study investor behavior, and they've been looking at these trends, and almost every year, it seems like investors finally got it, but they underperform the markets, and the last 3 years really show that discrepancy. The average equity investor, so if you're investing in the stock market, if you invest in stocks and you're investing in mutual funds or maybe ETFs and you're trying to keep up with the markets, well, as a whole, investors the last 3 years have significantly underperformed the markets. If we look at 2022, when the S&P 500 dropped 18%, it was a bad year for the market. Investors did even worse. They were down about 21% or 3% worse. And then in 2023, the S&P was up 26%. So you say, hey, these investors should do better than 26%. Unfortunately, the average investor only gained about 20% in 2023. And then last year, we're seeing the same thing. The S&P was up nearly 25%. And the average investor, again, increased by less than 20%, lagging behind the index the third year in a row, on average about 3 to 5% per year. And this has a lot to do with investors being too emotional while investing. They let greed, they let fear dictate their financial decisions, and they don't have a solid long-term financial plan. You open the show with, you know, do people have less for retirement if they don't work with a planner? And this kind of proves it, because that individual investor left to their own devices, you know, ends up underperforming and getting out at the wrong times. And in the financial services industry, I often like to say investing without a strategy is just a dream. That's what it really is. A solid investment strategy will help you track progress, define your risk tolerance, set time horizons, and measure success. The recent results really highlight the pitfalls of investing, Tom, if you look at them, right? Without that well-defined strategy, those individual investors consistently will lag behind the S&P due to those fear and greed and overconfidence factors that I just mentioned. And at Faith Investor, we create biblically based strategies. We try to focus on honoring the Lord with our investments, try to take out the fear part of it, try to make sure we have solid strategies for our clients, measure progress along the way. We do check-ins. We use a plan called Retirement Analyzer that'll help make sure that we're covering your basis, look at inflation, taxes, things that could go wrong, and we help create a plan to make sure if something goes wrong, we help get you back on track. That's the goal with doing biblically based financial planning.
Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to today's Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. You can learn about Jay at faithandretirement.com. And so I just have to ask you, do you want to screen and clean your investments at no charge and no obligation? That is our offer to you today. Jay, just when we started talking about 2025 getting off to a rough start last week for the markets, the tide really shifted. Stocks had a great week heading into the inauguration and first couple of days afterwards. Any thoughts? What changed?
Yeah, well, stocks surged last week, and they were boosted really by strong fourth quarter corporate reports and some of the economic news that really eased the inflation worries. Last week, we were talking about, you know, is inflation coming back? Does it look like it's heading in the wrong direction? And actually, last week was one of the best weeks in a while. The S&P was up almost 3%. We had NASDAQ up 2.4%. And the Dow Jones, which is the blue chips, they were up 3.7% last week. And we're seeing the gains continue here after Trump's inauguration, the international markets rallying. And right now, it's really what I would like to call the Goldilocks narrative. Not too hot, not too cold for the economy. It's perfect. And we've got a lot of optimism with Trump 2.0 coming into office now. A lot of people are really excited about what's going on, the new direction of America, closing off the borders, focusing on America first and drill, baby, drill. A lot of initiatives that are really getting Americans excited for the first time in years. So that really is leading to optimism in the markets. And we're seeing, you know, favorable news out of the Middle East, you know, peace talks. We're seeing, you know, negotiations and lots of things that are developing that are getting investors excited about 2025. And I've been talking about it for weeks, saying I was optimistic about this year. It didn't start the way I'd like, got off on a bad foot, but we're seeing things turning around. And that's really what we're focused in on, is those great opportunities here for the rest of the year.
About this time last year, we sat down and we had breakfast and we talked about how we both feel that God cares about how our listeners invest. God cares about how people invest their finances. Proverbs 14 says, "He who fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for his children it will be a refuge." How do you help a lot of folks take a biblical approach to all of this? Can you walk our listeners about walk our listeners through how you do that.
Well, first, Tom, a biblical financial plan really is a way to manage finances in a way that aligns God's word and values. And it involves being wise with money and not only just giving generously, but planning for the future, using the Bible as your lens, as your worldview. And we view money from a steward's perspective, understanding that it all belongs to God. And I hear horror stories all the time, financial people work with advisors and they're not, you know, they may be Christian advisors, but they're not giving Christian advice. And that's where we differ from the average advisor with money. You can really do four things, Tom. At the end of the day, give it, spend it, save it, or invest it. And our goal at Faith Investor Services is really to help the clients manage their resources for God's glory. That's much different than most of the advisors at, you know, the big wirehouses, the big firms, the Edward Jones. Not that you can't have people that do that, but as a whole, a lot of these firms are just looking at the financial results, not the ethical implications, not looking at finding joy and peace in God's provisions and avoiding over-attachment to material positions. And one of the ways that we encourage this is through the promotion of generosity. We want our clients to have more, Tom, so they can give more, right? If you have more at the end of your life, you have millions of dollars, you can leave it to good causes, good churches, good ministries, also to your family. Additionally, we help our clients to align their finances with Christian values through what we call biblically responsible investing. And that's really using the Bible and looking at the companies that we're investing in, making sure that they line up with God's word. And we see three choices. There are good, bad, and ugly companies. Let's avoid the bad and ugly and focus on the good ones, ones we can be proud to own as Christians. And that's really how we help people do biblically responsible and biblically based financial planning. And some of the essential steps that we use in the process, Tom, are creating a budget, helping them plan for the future, giving generously, avoiding impulsive decisions, and then really providing that biblical guidance. Those are really the foundation of what we do with a biblically based financial plan.
Have you gotten your free ebook yet from Jay Peroni? It's called 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, and it's available for you right now at the website faithandretirement.com. Back with more right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
And as you know, past performance is no guarantee, not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. We've got wisdom for you from God's holy word. At least that's our goal here today. Jay, you mentioned biblically responsible investing. So looking at that a little further, is it a sin to invest in these companies? In other words, is it essential for a faithful Christian to avoid certain stocks? Or do you think it's just optional?
Well, if we look at the Bible, Tom, the Bible doesn't provide specific commands on investing, but it does offer a lot of broad principles, right?
Yeah, it does.
And how Christians should apply to all areas of their life. And it's vital to strive to obey the scriptures. And it's based on our current understanding, and it's highlighted in James 4:17, which states that knowing the right thing to do and failing to do it is a sin, right? At the end of the day, the principles of in the liberty of conscience allows us as Christians to really make personal decisions after prayer and study. And this doesn't mean that they can ignore the scripture. Rather, it encourages believers to reach their own conclusions, even if we can differ, you know, what's right, what's wrong sometimes. But the Bible does not explicitly forbid watching movies and certain entertainment, but people still do it. And that's where we got to look at, okay, is this the right thing to do? And when we look at investing, and what we try to do is honor God. It's an act of worship when we're investing. So let's look at the source of where we're investing and looking at, okay, this is God's money, right? At the end of the day, if we're stewards of God's money, would God really want his money in these things, in these types of areas? And maybe it's abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, or maybe some of the vices like tobacco, alcohol, and gambling. And if you can consciously avoid those industries and those types of companies, why would you not do it? That's the question I always bring back to Christians. Why would you not do it if you can get the same results or similar results, but avoid a lot of these areas that break God's heart? Why would we not do it? And that's really what it is. It's not a sin really to, you know, to invest in support these companies. But at the end of the day, if you really want to be closer to God and invest in a way that honors the Lord and is closer to God's heart, that's where, again, it has to go from the head to the heart. And that can take some time for a lot of people. It's a journey. It's not something that you can do overnight. You can certainly make changes overnight, but a lot of people, they wrestle with it. And that's really where biblically responsible investing is. It's a wrestling issue, wrestling with God and saying, God, is this where you are calling me? Are you calling me to be more disciplined, to be more intentional with where you invest? And that's what we advocate on this show, Tom, is helping Christians really grow closer to God as an act of worship with their investments.
I don't want to give money to companies that promote abortions or anything like that. And so I'm really glad that you're there to help us navigate through the waters of where money actually goes. And one time you wrote recently that you're trying to put your money, our listeners' money, where your heart is. And I love that. Some see biblically responsible investing as legalistic or works-oriented. Why do so many believers not embrace this kind of Christian investing?
Yeah, I always point it back because the goal should be to honor Christ in all we do. And investing is just one way we can grow closer to God through our finances. And as I mentioned earlier, if we view ourselves as God's money manager, God wants us to invest. And think of the parable of the talents, right? He wants us to grow what he's given us, but he also wants us to be faithful in all things. So why not dive deeper and look into investing in ways that line up with the Bible? And that's what we do at Faith Investor Services. We get faithful returns without sacrificing our Christian values. And that's why we created the Christian Stock Fund, which is ticker symbol PRAY on the New York Stock Exchange. It's one way to glorify God and to seek to multiply what he's entrusted to us. And a lot of people will say, yes, yeah, it's legalistic, right? We're just, you know, going through the motions here. But the law really serves as a tutor that points us right to the cross, which in turn shows us how to live. And it reveals our sin and our need for a Savior who fulfills that law on our behalf. And once we place our faith in Christ, the law instructs us how to live, serving as a guide. That's what the Bible is a guide, right, Tom?
Yeah.
If we want to become more like him, we should also look at how do we become more like him and looking at little things, the little things. He says if we're faithful in little things, he'll put us in charge of bigger things. So as we dive in and look at where we're investing, you know, maybe we're supporting things that contradict his word. And like I said, there are choices. You can either choose to invest biblically responsible or you can choose not to. That's a choice that you can make. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I personally feel convicted that I should invest in a biblically responsible way. And if that's something where God is calling you and convicting you in that area, we are a resource. We can help you line up your faith and finances in a way so you're not contradicting your Christian values with where you're investing.
Yeah, and not to choose is to choose in a sense, too. If you just go, okay, I've got this information, I'm just going to ignore it, that also is a choice. But I think God gives us a lot of things to wrestle with. Philippians 1:6 says, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ Jesus. So, Jay, so let's unpack this a little bit more. Can we realistically choose and distinguish between moral and immoral activities, as well as objectionable and acceptable companies? Even among Bible-believing Christians, there's some disagreement over what activities merit scrutiny. So how do you approach it?
Yeah, so the key question for us, Tom, is what does the Word of God say, right? At the end of the day, that's really the authority. In addition to testing everything against Scripture, we should pray for wisdom and seek counsel from mature believers. And ultimately, we trust God to guide us in determining where to draw the lines.
Yeah.
And we use a lot of software that does it for us. It can screen over 30,000 different investments, looking at, are there any violations, any known violations? And here they are. And it's pretty clear. This company's giving to Planned Parenthood. This company's promoting LGBTQ causes, and they're supporting pride events and giving thousands or millions of dollars to these organizations. Or maybe they're producing pornography, or maybe they're it's just unwholesome entertainment. There are a lot of different things where it's clear that this isn't really what we as Christians should be supporting. And really, as Christian investors, the goal for us is for our clients to get to heaven one day and hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," from Matthew 25. And we encourage that through looking at what is right and what is wrong when we invest. And there are clear violations. There are companies that are clearly making abortion pills, producing abortion, giving money to Planned Parenthood. And while faithful Christians may reach different conclusions on what constitutes acceptable investments, that shouldn't prevent us from practicing biblically responsible investing. We all have that same desire to want to honor the Lord, and there may be some differences amongst different denominations or different portions of Christianity, but at the end of the day, if we're all striving to do better, we can just make the industry better, and that's what we at Faith Investor Services are striving to do, is offer biblically responsible investments and help listeners line up their faith and values into their investment portfolios and their financial plans.
And you do screen and clean our listeners' investments, and you do it really with no charge, no obligation. Am I right?
That is correct. Yeah. You can go to faithandretirement.com, sign up for a free appointment. All we'll need is your latest statement, what you own currently, how many shares you have, whether it's a 401k, an IRA, a Roth, or a brokerage account, individual stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, even annuities. We can review all of those from a biblical lens and see, okay, are there any known violations? And if there are, we can help you clean it up and make sure you're investing in pure companies that don't violate the ethical screens.
What a great offer that is. You know, Jay, we've got a little less than a couple of minutes here, but digital currencies have been in the news so much. Gold, silver, Bitcoin. Any thoughts on digital currencies?
Yeah, digital currencies, with Trump in office, we've got a lot of pro-cryptocurrencies in the advocates in the administration now. We've got Trump himself is a huge Bitcoin fan. He wants to eventually get the dollar somehow tied to Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. Then we've got, obviously, Elon Musk and Vivek and, you know, a lot of different. The new secretary of the SEC is a huge cryptocurrency fan as well. So a lot of momentum now heading into this new administration for cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and some of the smaller coins as well. I still love gold and silver, but the way I look at asset allocation is having diversification, having some stocks, some bonds, some alternative investments, some gold, silver, and some Bitcoin can really build out a diversified plan. And that's what we advocate at Faith Investor Services, is that diversified plan. Don't put too much into any one thing. Have a good, well-rounded portfolio. And that's really the goal with any investor, is to be diversified. And we do it in a biblically responsible fashion.
I love how you are so accessible. People can pick up the phone and call you at 800-270-7310. But at the same time, you offer this full range of services. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for listening to today's edition of the program. Don't forget to get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by our friend, fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry. We appreciate that, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful. And you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Do your retirement investments line up with what you believe? I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement. I'm offering to screen your portfolio today absolutely free. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more at faithandretirement.com. Screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.